to the Bible Girl Podcast. I'm Jessica Robinson, and I have a great love for God's Word, journal writing, and gel pens in every color. I combine these loves into one great passion, studying God's Word.
Welcome to today's podcast. We're going to be talking about some ways to take your scripture writing to the next level. Before we get into that, I just wanted to let you know this month's scripture writing lists are available. They are on the website at BibleGirlPodcast.com. You can download those in a regular 8.5x11 size, in a 4x6 size, and a traveler's notebook size. And they're also available in PDFs or JPEGs. So whatever way you would like to print those out, they're all on the website. You can get them. If you don't get my newsletter, you'll need to go to the podcast page. But if you do, while you're there, subscribe, you will get those emailed to you each month when the lists come out. So we're going to talk today about a few ways to take your scripture writing to the next level. I believe that God's Word is powerful. I believe that it is the soil that the Holy Spirit uses to kind of plant us in and so that we grow. And so we're going to go through like five little words here that will help you take what you're hearing and what you're writing out and what you're thinking about and use that to have the Holy Spirit work in you with this scripture so that you can grow. So the first next level step is to recruit. I think it's important to do things together with friends. I think that there's a component of growth that involves community. And I think often if we don't participate in these kinds of things with others, they aren't as satisfying in many cases, and they certainly are more difficult to go alone. I think that's true in most anything. We can benefit from the help of others. And it's not just that they can encourage us, although that's important. And it's not just that they can keep us accountable, which is also very important. But it's because when it comes to something like this, oftentimes we get tunnel vision and we just see God's Word through our own lens. And it's important to hear God's Word from the lens of another, whether it's through a sermon or whether it's through a book or a podcast, or whether it's just sitting with a friend over coffee and talking about a verse from God's Word. I think it's important to really hear other perspectives on what they're seeing and how God is working in their lives through those passages. Just today, I was reading a book, and the woman in there talked about a very familiar passage of scripture, Psalm 23. And it was interesting that even though I have studied that passage and I have heard it my whole life, in the past month, this is the third time that someone has shown me something in that verse and used it in such a way that was really fresh and different, and that caused me to interpret that verse and allow that verse to really get into my heart in a fresh way. And so there's just something great about being able to talk over scripture and participate in that with someone else. So recruit someone. Maybe they'll help you keep accountable if you're really wanting to be disciplined. A good way is to do something with a friend. Maybe you can text each other when you finished it, or just snap a little picture and post it on your Instagram or your Facebook. And if your friend doesn't see it there that day, then that's a good opportunity for her to ask you how you're doing and see if you've had a chance to do your writing yet. It's not meant to be a legalistic thing. It's just something that can really help you be disciplined. Going with a friend is always better than going alone. The second thing I would encourage you to do to kind of take it to the next level is to recall it. Throughout your day, build in ways to bring that verse back to your mind. And it can be simple. One of the simplest ways I know is just to write it down on a card. Maybe you write it on a 3x5 card, or if you want to make it pretty, write it down on one of those Project Life cards, a 4x6 or a 3x4 card. and put it someplace that you'll see it throughout the day. Maybe it's on your bathroom mirror or your refrigerator, or maybe it's on your desk at work or on a bulletin board that you pass frequently. Just put it somewhere where you'll force yourself to see it throughout the day and to continually just bring that verse back into your mind throughout the day. Yes, sitting down, writing out scripture, slowing down and hearing God's word, writing out God's word and allowing it to really get into your heart is important. But the more you recall it, the more work it can do in you. And so recalling is one of those things that I know a lot of people, when they hear that recall, think to bring it, you know, back into your memory, you need to memorize it. And while I do agree that scripture memory is important, I don't think it's reasonable to expect people to memorize a verse a day and actually hold on to it. You can. Some people have great memories and can do that or are very disciplined at memorizing. But for the average person, I would say memorization of these verses is a bit much, especially since many of them passages for each day might be two verses or three verses. You would be, you know, memorizing anywhere from 50 to 100 verses a month, which is a lot. So recalling doesn't necessarily mean you can recall it to mind without seeing it. But the concept of recalling is just making sure that God's word is in the place that it can come back into your mind. And that is often just by making it visible, writing it down somewhere and putting it where you'll see it. Another suggestion to take it to the next level is to reflect, to stop. And I think this is especially helpful at the end of the day, and reflect on that verse and the circumstances of your day. So if the verse that you were writing out in the morning was about being patient, at the end of the day, it would be good to reflect on that verse and say, well, was I able to be patient today? Did God use that verse to help me be patient in an area or a circumstance or a situation or with a person that I might not normally be patient with? Did God bring that verse back to my mind to prompt me to be patient? And the reflection is important because what it does is it helps us see areas in which the Holy Spirit is working in our lives, and it helps us to see our own growth, which is something it can get really discouraging when we don't see. And I think, honestly, it's hardest to see our own growth. We see the growth of others, I think, sometimes easier than we see our own. And this is a way to kind of begin to see how the Holy Spirit is taking these verses and really using them in your heart and to change your thinking, which in turn is changing your behavior. And so reflecting later in the day is just a fun way to see God at work. It gives you an opportunity to see what God is doing and where He's active and present in your life and where you're cooperating with Him to bring about the intended goal of life transformation, which the scripture is certainly given for that reason. So reflecting is just it's another little thing you can do. It doesn't need to take long. You can just do it in your head, just kind of think about it as you're brushing your teeth at night, or you can be more deliberate and actually write it out in a journal. Many of you who enjoy journaling in the evening probably already do this. If you do scripture writing, you may have already found yourself doing it without even really choosing to. It's just that act of reflecting on your day. You may already be doing those things. The next one that we're going to do is report. And this is a little different than reflecting. Reporting is something that I like to do at the end of something. So I'll give you an example of a way that I report, and I'm going to break it down more next month when we begin to talk about all month long in September. We're going to be talking on the podcast about spending time with God, about reading and studying your Bible, about having a quiet time, about prayer and journal writing in relation to Bible study. And we're going to cover this in greater detail, but one of the things I like to do at the end of a study is to make a list of everything that I've learned through that study. I go back through my notes and I just make little bullet point lists. Sometimes it's half a page if it was a long study or especially relevant to my life at that moment. It might be pages long, but I like to do a little report, almost like kids are back in school right now. You know, this is what I did on my summer vacation, their first essay that many teachers have kids write. But It's that idea of like reporting on something, looking back over it, and then writing a summary and kind of reporting. So maybe at the end of the month, you could sit down and look back through your journals and look at your scripture writing and just kind of make a little report. These were my favorite verses. These were the verses I chose to memorize. These are the verses that spoke to me the most. Here is the ways that I saw God use these verses in my life. Whatever it might be, it can be just one of those questions or all of them or more questions you could make up on your own. But you can write a little report at the end of something. The end of the month is a good time for Bible Girl Scriptures. Before the next list comes out, take a few moments and just write down some ways that those verses have helped you. One reason this is especially helpful at taking it to the next level is because it gives you some motivation to keep going. Anything that you do on a daily basis can become more like drudgery, and it can often start to feel like work instead of something that's enjoyable or pleasurable or something that's beneficial to you. And so reporting on the success that you've had or how this has helped you or the way that you've seen God work, reporting on those things at the end of the month is just a little bit of a kickstart to keep going. Let's do the next month because I can really see what God is doing here and I want to keep up with this. I want this to be a part of my life. So reporting is important for that reason. I think it really just helps keep us motivated. Another reason that it's important is it's super nice to have a record of what we've done and a record of where God has been moving on those days when we feel like we can't hear the Holy Spirit, when our prayers seem to be bouncing off the ceiling, when it seems like everything we're praying for is coming out the opposite way that we prayed, and we're not sure that God's really doing his work in our lives. It's great had to have a resource where we can go back and say, you know what, God is working in me. God is active in me. And I know it because, and you have those ways that God has been doing that. So reporting is something that's just kind of fun to do at the end. Reflecting is just kind of reflecting on that day, that moment, that verse, whereas reporting is something you can do at the end of the month that really stimulates your desire to continue on and gives you a good record of what God has done. The last thing is relax. It doesn't all have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be decorated. It doesn't have to be every single day. If you skip a day, just pick up with the next day. It doesn't have to be done a certain way at a certain time. Just because mornings are the easiest for you doesn't mean that if you skip a morning, you can't do something in the evening. Take the pressure off of yourself and don't have high expectations for what you're trying to accomplish. Realize that at its heart, it's the simple act of taking a moment, slowing down, and reflecting on what God has to say. And that does not need to be complicated. It needs to be slow. You need to pause. But all of the rest of the things, all the decorating and the fancy notebooks and the schedules and the routine and the scripture tracker lists and all these kinds of things, they're like the sprinkles on the cupcake. You know, they don't really add any flavor. They're just kind of fun. You know, they're just a little bit extra. But without them, you're still getting a cupcake. And who doesn't love cupcakes? So I think just relax. And don't put so much pressure on yourself. I talk about that all the time when it comes to spending time with God and God's Word. I feel like we kind of fall into two camps. We have the lackadaisical people who don't take it seriously and don't really feel a need to do so. And then we have this rigid, all or nothing approach to things, and both of them are equally disruptive and detrimental to us. So you wanna try to be disciplined about it and try to hold yourself accountable and get someone else to hold you accountable, but also relax a little bit and realize that this is not this isn't going to be the difference between you getting into heaven or not. And this isn't going to be the difference between God loving you or not. And it certainly shouldn't be the difference between whether you have a good day or whether you don't have a good day. Let's just all relax a little bit and focus more on why we're doing this than trying to do it a specific way. So those are my tips for taking it to the next level: recruit, recall, reflect, report, and relax. Next month on the podcast, we're going to be revisiting some of my favorite topics from early in the podcast. We're going to be talking about spending time with God, about Bible study. I'm so excited about it. I think it's going to be fun for me, but I think it's going to be fun for you too. So I encourage you to stick with us and to enjoy the scriptures. This month's scripture writing list takes verses from Psalm 119, which is a very long chapter that talks about God's word and the benefits and the joy that it brings us. And so we'll be reflecting on those scriptures in September, and I'll be giving you lots of Bible Girl tips and lots of cool downloads and printables that you'll be able to use to enhance your Bible study time. It's going to be one of the best months on the podcast we've ever had, so I'm really excited about it. I hope to see you back at our next episode, and until then, have a great week.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. You can visit my website, BibleGirlPodcast.com, to download show notes and the monthly scripture writing lists. You can also subscribe to my newsletter and find links to my social media. You can find me on Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, and Goodreads as Jessie L. Robinson. Come back soon for another episode of Bible Girl.